That's Such Is Life. Pitch on the way. Swing and a miss by Michaels. Count goes 1-2. Right at the 7 o'clock hour. Pitch on the way. It's going to be outside. 2-2 count, levels up. Again, thanks to everybody for joining on your way home or sitting out in the yard enjoying the evening. Sitting in the garage listening to a ball game. It's always fun to do that. I have memories with my dad doing that many, many a time. Pitch outside, count goes full to Michaels. Can get an RBI walk here if he is careful in this next pitch or two. Pitch on the way. Runners stay. And now they move 90 feet as that is a walk by Michaels for the second run of the game for Port. Scores Eladio Hernandez. Aiden Schumer moves to third. Sam Martinson to second. And that turns over the order for the Blackhawks as Isaac Domke comes in as he's 0 for 2 in the game with a ground out and a strikeout. Getting, again, more of those darn weather updates. And they did say that one infamous word with this all that comes out. This update actually came in from meteorologist Brittany Merlot. And they're saying could be, you know, stormy, heavy downpours, flooding, wild winds, hail, potential tornadoes. So just be careful out there. Tomorrow is pitch way outside for Martin. 2-2 count or 2-0 count. They did say that one infamous word, that D word, derecho, had two come through the Rapids area within the last handful of years. There's a pitch lined foul out of play by Domke. Count goes 2-2. Yeah, we had that one, I believe, in 2019, 2020. That had been 2019, so 5 years ago. And then a winter or two ago, we had that go through. So, kind of weird how that all goes. But what can you do? It's Mother Nature. She's going to do what she wants. Pitch on the way. Let's go get back to the backstop. Nobody advances. Actually, it does because that was ball four. As Ryan Hartman, he is going to be making the trip up to the mound. As we're going to see what goes on here for the Royals. He's talking to the infield. Talk with Cam. Take the ball from Cam. I'm saying, hey, it's the way she goes, buddy. Just didn't have it today. But keep your head up. As in steps, Chase Lieberg. We'll see where everybody moves to. But we'll take this moment here to give a big thank you to Econ Electric. Econ Electric, they've been serving local communities, state and statewide even for that matter, with industrial, residential, and commercial electrical contracting services since 1970. It's a pretty long time there, if you ask me. So if they've been around that long, you know they do quality work. So any of that stuff, any of that industrial, commercial, or residential electrical contracting, give our friends at Econ Electric the call, and they will be more than happy to help you out if they can. I don't know why they couldn't, but you know how life goes. But for anybody out there who owns a business, wants to help assist in making these broadcasts possible, whether it's baseball, softball, football, basketball, hockey, you name it. Stop by the office, give the office a call anytime during business hours, about 8 to 4 every Monday through Friday. Talk to Pam, talk to Ashley. You stop down, you see Seth, say hi to Seth. James down there, bebopping around. They'll be more than happy to help you out and get your name as an advertiser and a sponsor of these wonderful games of our local youth. The faces of tomorrow are here now, so it's good to encourage them as we see Lieberg move to the pitcher's mound. Cam Martin, he moves to third to replace Lieberg. So, in steps, Aiden Domke. He is 0-for-1 in the game. Strikeout in the third. He's came in a substitution for Tyler Martinson, who flew out to shortstop in the first inning. First pitch in there, that is a ball. Second pitch, there's a swing and a miss, so count levels at 1-1. One of these days I'll have to get a hold of Mr. Randy Paul and see how he's doing. And there's a quick strikeout for Aiden Domke. And there's your second out of the inning. As Ethan Borner, he trots up to the bat, to the batter's box for his next at-bat. He is courtesy pinch hitter for Carson Orheim. Orheim hit lateral leadoff or had a single in that first inning. And then Borner came in and he had a strikeout in the third. So quickly down to the count, 0-1, as he's got the bases loaded. Three runs in already for Port as they trail 6-3 in the top of the fourth inning. Called strike there on the outside corner. Count goes 0-2 to Ethan Borner. Lieberg set his belt, throws strike three. He's out of there. So, quick work by Lieberg as we have three runs. Tallying up on one. On one hit. No errors. Three left on base. We're starting to get a good one here, folks. Going to the bottom of the fourth inning. Assumption leads Port Edward 6-3. Keep listening here on 105.5 WIRI.
Greenway RV is your one-stop destination for family fun and easy travel. No need to hesitate whether to take your family and friends with you for travel. A fantastic trip starts with Greenway RV, a proud sponsor of high school sports on 105.5 FM WIRI Wiscountry Legends. Stop into Greenway RV at 8220 State Highway 13 today and discover just how badly you've been needing a new camper. With fully customizable campers and RVs and financing included, what's holding you back?
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms, and a low in the upper 50s. Some strong storms tomorrow with pockets of heavy rain, high mid-70s. Still a chance of rain Wednesday, breezy and 70. Sunshine returns for Thursday, high low 70s. It's 69 degrees right now.
WIRI Nakusa.
Three hitters coming up for the Royals in the bottom of the fourth inning. They're holding on to a 6-3 lead as J.J. Oswald leads things off. He's continuing at bat. He gets a new count, obviously, as the third out of the inning was at home plate. And we will be up to things coming up as there's a little bit of a change here. Sam Martinson, he is off the mound as we continue this parade of athletes making their appearances on the mound and all over the place. As Isaac Domke comes in to pitch for the Blackhawks, that moves Max Michaels. as a catcher. So Michaels is out from shortstop. Aiden Schumer comes in at shortstop. I don't think there's any relation to Amy Schumer, that is, comedian. There's a grounder on the first pitch, hit foul up the third base side to J.J. Oswald. So he's owed count, down to the count, 0-1. Thanks to everybody listening tonight. This beautiful afternoon, it's sun coming out. Happily it wasn't this sunny all day. That would have been a little nasty in that humidity, as it's getting humid now. But I digress. It's just a foul hit. Just going to go right to the left fielder as Oswald flies out. First out of the inning, F7. Bringing up Chase Lieberg, who is 0-for-2 in the game with a strikeout looking and a grounder to the first to the pitcher to first base, excuse me. Again, be prepared for the weather tomorrow. Just keep listening here on 105.5 with all the updates and any announcements will be made if there needs to be any. His first pitch in there for Lieberg, called strike. Again, I told the girlfriend to get some little hard hats made for the cats so that they don't get hurt if something bad happens. But she just loved hearing because she loves to dress the poor guys up. So I did them bad on that one, but that's all right. They'll forgive me, I hope. Pitch down low. She's got a 2-1 count to Liebert. Wind up pitch. That's going to be just hits the outside corner. Count level's 2-2. And there is a hit right up the middle. And there is Lieberg with one out single. Royals in business setting things up for Ron Board. Ron Board is 0-for-1 in the game to this point. Strikeout in the first inning. Had a walk in the third, stolen base, and scored a run in the third as well. We move right on along. As the ball gets away from Michaels, and that's a free pass there for Lieberg, and a wild pitch. So 1-0 count, 2 board. Ball's out of the zone for a ball. So we're moving right on along. And during Ron Board's at bat, shadow's getting long in the infield. Pitch way outside. So that's a ball. 3-1 count. 2 Ron Board. Run around second. 1 out for the Royals in the bottom of fourth inning. Leading 6-3. Again, bottom fourth inning. Pitch. That's in there for a called strike. So I think we've got a full count, and we will see what comes from that. And there is a walk, so we got 2 on, 1 out for the Royals, setting things up for Nolan Hartman. Then on some sad news also is Jim Otto, one of the in the NFL Hall of Fame. He's from Wausau, Wausau native. He passed away. I believe he was 78. I'd have to double check that. He was in there during the days. There's a hit just right down the third base line. That's going to be one run in for the Royals. As Hartman, he holds up at first base. It will be a single with an RBI for Hartman. He's having a heck of a day, as now he is 3-for-3. And he's just been really leading things for the Royals today. That's bringing up Camden Martin as he stands there with runners on the corners. Ron Board on third, Nolan Hartman on first, and Camden Martin at the plate. So one run in, one out, runners on the corners for Martin. There's already 1-0 in the count. Now make that 2-0 as Isaac, he's in a little bit of trouble staying consistent in the zone, but he's still giving the batters some fits. His runner goes from first, and that is a stolen base for Hartman, his second of the day. So we got two runners in scoring position for the Royals, just one down here in the top of the fourth inning. And that's a 7-3 lead. High and inside, that will be ball three as Domke's working. He's working a little labor as the Royals not swinging at his offerings. Pitch on the way, and that is a grounder. Grounder hit over to shortstop Schumer. Schumer throw off the mark, not a little short. So runner advances to third. Runner scores, so Board scores. Hartman advances to third. Martin reaches. That's got to be on an E6. So we've got two runs in, one out. Runners on the corners yet again, and that brings in Braden Peters. Peters is 0-1 as there's a wild pitch. Catcher looking for it. That is Michaels. Runner goes from first all the way to third on the wild pitch, and he is safe and in there. So Hartman scores on the wild pitch. Camden Martin, he's got some serious wheels as he goes from the first to third on the wild pitch. Peters, he's standing in there on a 1-0 count. Another run in there for the Royals. That's three. So it's 9-3 in the top of the fourth inning. Or bottom of the fourth inning, excuse me. It's going to be a 2-0 count. 3-0 count now as pitcher's outside. Hope everybody has a very safe and happy Memorial Day weekend. You get to remember it for all those brave men and women who gave the ultimate sacrifice so that we can sit here and watch baseball today and listen to it on the radio and watch it in person. It's a very, very somber day, a very, very thankful day, however. There is a walk there to Peters and walks Adam Taylor. Runners on the corners. Yet again, one out for the Royals as Taylor stands in there. 1-0 count. Pitch on the way. That's going to be outside. And that's going to be 2-0 to Taylor. It's a very special day for my family. I have some veterans in my family that have passed and one passed in combat. In World War II, be my grandpa's brother, oldest brother, I should say. He was in Europe running around with Patton chasing Rommel in those legendary days. As there's a ball that bounces in there, and that will allow Peters to move up a base. I'm going to call that a wild pitch as it spiked in the dirt. So, always a reason for the day. And that's always to think of those who are no longer with us. Adam Taylor still stands in there. Swing and a miss. He's still got runners. I made the mistake there. That's Adam Hazel up at the plate. As the Royals have been able to load the bases and loaded no more as there's a wild pitch that allows Cam Martin to score. That moves Peters up to third and Adam Taylor to second. Another run comes in to score. We got four runs in the innings. We got a 10-3 ball game. Royals advantage. Pitch outside but called strike. We got an 0-2 count. It's Jaden Johnson, actually, not Taylor's. Pitch goes way over the head of Johnson. That's wild pitch, and that allows Peters to score. So the run parade keeps moving for the Royals here in the top of the fourth inning. Again, that's Jaden Johnson at the plate. Pitch outside. So there's only one out, runner on third for the Royals. 11-3 lead for the Royals. Pitch on the way. That's going to be outside. It's called on the outside corner. Strike three for Johnson as he goes down. He's a second out of the inning with a runner on third as Braxton Steiner comes up. So Isaac Domke is going to be able to come up here. Big if he can just limit it, strand that runner at third. Pitch on the way, and that's going to be high and outside, ball one. Pitch high, ball two. Pitch on the way, and that is hit, and that's going to get that run in. There's a single for Steiner, and there's an RBI for the young man. That's his fourth RBI of the game as he scores Adam Taylor. So we make another notch in the score column as the fourth inning moves on. J.J. Oswald, he gets his third at-bat in the last two innings as there is a single for Oswald. And the ball gets behind the right fielder, and it runs all the way to the warning track as Martin scores, and the runner stays at third. So that will be a single and then an E9 that gets Oswald to third, and that scores Braxton Steiner. 7, so we're 13-3. Could be near the end of the game coming up as Chase Lieberg comes to the plate with a runner on third, two out. Pitch on the way, and that is a grounder just under the shortstop glove. That'll be a hit, and that's another RBI. And that scores Oswald. So we got a 14-3 ball game, and that will potentially bring in the 10-run mercy rule. As you, if you have a 10-run lead through five innings, the game can be called. And I think that would just be for both teams just fine, as they just have bigger things to worry about coming up with the playoffs on the horizon. Coming up Thursday, the Royals hitting the road, and the Blackhawks home against Alma Center Lincoln. Pull up those playoff pictures for us to talk about just a little bit. It's foul by Ron Boer. That's a laser that almost took out Coach Ryan Hartman. He looks back at Boer standing in the batter's back. He's like, what are you doing? Don't hit me. Steps back on in there. Pitch low and away. That's ball. Pulling up the sports bracket. Baseball Division 4. That is where the Royals and the Blackhawks reside. Pitch low and away. There's another ball. Pitch on the way. That's going to be high and outside. That's a 3-0 count. Runner on first. Port substantially ahead. Assumption is substantially ahead of Port. Pitch, that airmails to the backstop, and that's just ball four. So runner advances to first, to second, and first. There's a walk as we got two on, two out with Nolan Hartman making his second at-bat of the inning. Hartman, how about that day? 3-for-3, a double, two singles, two stolen bases, and an RBI. Heck of a day for Hartman. Senior day for the young man, so that's good for him. As we move through the look of the brackets. Outside corner gets called strike. 0-1-2 Hartman. And this would be Section 3. Assumption, they hit the road to fifth, their 12 seed, and they hit the road to fifth seed at Leva Strom. And then they get the winner of number 4, Columbus Catholic, and Plum City Elmwood, if Assumption gets past the Fighting Cardinals of Leva Strom. On the other side of the bracket, Port Edward, 6th seed. They are hosting 11th seed, Elm Center Lincoln. If they get past that one, they either go to 3rd seed of Blair Taylor, or they host number 14 seed Greenwood. Those regional quarterfinal games are, of course, Thursday, and those regional semifinal games will be played Tuesday the 28th, day after Memorial Day. Of course, Wisconsin Rapids does not have their bracket out yet. Swing and a miss by Hartman, 2-2 count. But Nakusa, they are on the road as well as they go to New Glarus, as down goes Hartman. Via the strikeout, and there are a lot of runs to add up. As they scored 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 runs. Boy, 8 runs on 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 hits. 1 error, that by my count, 2 errors, excuse me. And there was 2 left. Going to the top of the fifth inning, it's going to be last call for the Blackhawks as we have a 14-3 ball game. Keep listening here on 105.5 WIRI.
It's high school sports season. You don't want to miss cheering on your favorite athletes during this exciting time of the year. Our Wisconsin Rapids Convention and Visitors Bureau is a proud sponsor of high school sports, and they want to keep you informed on everything happening in the area. Visit their website to find out about fun local events, great places to stay, and excellent restaurants. You can find it all at visitwisrapids.com or call 715-422-4650.
Whether in the cold of winter or the storms of spring and summer, make power outages a thing of the past with a standby generator from Econ Electric. Econ Electric is your full-service electrical contractor with commercial, industrial, residential, and 24-hour emergency services. In Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, or Plover, count on Econ Electric to get the job done right. Located at 4610 Plover Road in Rapids. That's Econ Electric, where every project is done safe, done right, on time, every time. A proud supporter of high school athletics.
Closing time. Open all the doors. It is closing time. It's last call for the Blackhawks as they trail 14-3. Top of the fifth inning. Chase Lieberg on the mound for the Royals trying to close it out, as it will be the 4-5-6 hitters for the Blackhawks coming up, as that will be Vincent Striegel, Ladio Hernandez, and Aiden Schumer, unless there have been more changes made through the order, which has happened quite a few times tonight. As a 7:30 minute creeps on in, as we have Vincent Striegel trotting to the plate for the Blackhawks. Striegel was hit by a pitch in his first at-bat. Scored a run, so there is potential there for Port as they look to extend the game into the bottom of the fifth inning at a minimum. The Royals, they really want to put an end to it, and they can rest everybody's arm. Pitch inside, strike, swing strike there by Striegel, and he's down on the count 0-1. Again, thanks to everybody for joining us tonight. Myself at the ball game, Seth back at the studio. Outstanding job as always. 0-1 count coming to Striegel. Pitch on the way. That's a nice little bender in there, and that's swinging strike two. Again, Vincent Striegel, he's 0-for-1 in the game. Pitch on the way, and he does not hold up. He foul tips it into the glove, as that is the first out of the inning. Striegel goes down via the K, foul tip into the glove. So down goes Striegel, as I said, setting things up for Ladio Hernandez, as he was able to work a walk in his first at bat in the fourth inning. And he scored a run. It's even better for that. So first pitch in there, hits the bottom part of the zone, 0-1 count to Hernandez. Bat sits on his shoulder, pitch on the way, that's high and inside. Now count levels at 1-1 to Hernandez. Lieberg, he's not quite a sidearmer. He's got a little bit of a sidearm motion, but not a true sidearmer as he throws. Got some good velocity in there, and that's high and inside yet again. 2-1 count to Hernandez. Pitch, that's going to be high. 3-1 count to Hernandez. Could be a two-walk game for the young man. Looking at the majors scores, see the Brewers are on the East Coast taking on the Marlins down in Florida. Called strike in there. 3-2 count. Full count to Hernandez. Pitch on the way. It's going to be low and outside. And there is a walk by Hernandez. That is his second of the game. No, his on-base percentage is perfect at 1,000. No actual at-bats, though, counted. But good for the young man to get out there and get on base both times. He's doing his job, getting on there for his teammates. It's Aiden Schumer, he comes up to the plate. Schumer, he's 1-for-2. He grounded out 6-3 in the second inning. Then he reached on a single and scored a run in the fourth. Pitch in there. 1-0 count. Pitch in there again. That's called strike. Count levels at 1-1. Schumer stands back in there. Both players kind of moving quickly. Pitch way outside for Lieberg, so it's 2-1 count. Pitch, that's going to be high and inside. 3-1 count. The sun gets lower and lower on the horizon. Here through 7:32 in the afternoon. Pitch, foul back into the screen. So you got a full count. Coming to Aiden Schumer, runner on, one out. Last call for the Blackhawks is it's a 14-3 ball game. As there's a pitch high, it bounces off the glove of Hartman. That bounced, actually hit the knob of the bat by the handle and off the glove, so that's still a foul ball for Schumer as he hangs in there. Wasn't quite the thought, just bounced off the glove, and I'm wondering why he didn't take the walk. As there is a single to left for Schumer, as each runner moves up base. Later, Hernandez sits at second with Schumer at first, setting up things for Corbin Borner. As he's 0-for-2 in the game with a ground out 4-3 and then a fly out to second as the infield comes together for the Royals. Nolan Hartman came in, called in everybody, senior leadership, getting the defense right, saying, hey, just be smart here. This is one where it goes a play at any bag as you can get a force out. So we'll make sure Cam Martin's ready at third. If it comes his way, he can just step on the bag. Just get out anywhere. If you're a Royal, inch closer to a victory here this Monday afternoon. As there is a foul ball hit third base side. One out, two on. Top of the fifth inning. 14-3 lead for the Royals over these Port Edwards Blackhawks. But if you're a Blackhawks fan, I don't think there's too much to worry about. There's just a game, get some bench players in. Both teams are doing that. And pitch, swing, and a miss. So it counts 1-2 in favor of Lieberg over Boren. Or Borner, excuse me. Pitch on the way, swing and a miss. And there's your strikeout of Borner. Two outs now for the Blackhawks. Sam Martinson coming up. As Martinson is 0 for 1 of the game. Strikeout in the second inning. Worked a walk in the fourth and has an RBI. It's a bases loaded walk, so that's how he gets the RBI. His pitch high, and that's a 1-0 count from Lieberg to Martinson. Runners on first and second. Pitch hits the outside low corner. Count moves to even at 1-1. Swing and a miss. He reached for that one, was Martinson. The count goes 1-2. This could be the last pitch of the ball game as the Royals are just an out away from grabbing a non-conference victory. And ending the regular season on a high note. That pitch is high and inside. His count goes 2-2. Lieberg deals. That is called strike three on the outside corner. Strikeout looking is Martinson. And there is your ball game where the Assumption Royals, they take a 14-3 victory over Port Edwards. Going to total up a couple numbers here as we will do the conclusion just a moment here on 105.5 WIRI.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit AARP.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
And there you have it. Final regular season game of the 2024 season for the Assumption Royals and Port Edwards baseball teams. And it was a good one, especially if you're an Assumption Royals fan, as they come through with a 14-3 victory in five innings of work. After scoreless first inning, the Royals, they struck first in the second inning with three runs, then had three more in the third for 6-0 lead before the Blackhawks were able to claw back there and cut that lead in half at 6-3. The big blow came in the bottom of the fourth inning when the Royals scored eight runs en route to the victory of 14-3. The Royals at the plate, pretty easy to say, they were led by Nolan Hartman. Three hits out of four appearances, scored three runs, had an RBI, did strike out once. And he was also aided by Chase Lieberg, who was 2-for-4 with an RBI and a run, and Cam Martin, who was 2-for-3, two runs in RBI. You can't forget Braxton Steiner, who was 3-for-3, five RBI in the game, and one run. J.J. Oswald, he had a triple in the game. Nolan Hartman, he had a double. So there's your big hitters there for the Royals. That was J.J. Oswald. He got the win. Three innings work, three hits allowed, no runs, four strikeouts, no walks. Chase Lieberg, he pitched an inning and two-thirds, one hit, five strikeouts, one walk. And Cam Martin, he pitched a third of an inning, one hit, three runs, all three earned, and four walks, no strikeouts. Port Edwards, they had a decent day as well. Aiden Schumer, he was 2-for-3 with a run scored, to lead Port Edwards, as that would be the highest hitter through there, as number 15 got the loss for the Royals, or I mean for the Blackhawks on the day, as that will be how things conclude for Port Edwards. Again, Thursday, hoping to get more Port Edwards baseball for you as they take on the Alma Center Lincoln Hornets in a regional quarterfinal game at Palin Field in Port Edwards. So if you can't make it down there, be sure to listen to us on 105.5 WIRI, and I will be bringing you the action once again as we get closer and closer to the end of the high school athletic season. Just come out a couple weeks away. Can't believe it. Seems like yesterday it was Randy and I with our first football game on Friday night. Just time flies when you're having fun, I guess. So either way, for everybody back with WIRI, for Seth back at the studio, for all our sponsors, for all our advertisers, for everybody, and myself, Mike Comer, going to wish you all a very happy and pleasant Monday evening. And remember, be safe out there tomorrow with those storms you're thinking of, and keep listening to 105.5 WIRI for all the latest. So, again, have a great night, everybody.
High School Sports is proudly brought to you this season by Greenaway RV, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. WIRI sincerely appreciates the support of our local businesses so we can bring these games to our audience. Call 715-424-1300 weekdays if your business would like to help bring these games to our listeners. Wiscountry 105.5 WIRI. Listen on your radio at 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app.
Desperado, why don't you come to your senses? You've been out riding fences for so long now. Oh, you're a hard one, but I know that you've got your reasons. And these things that are pleasing in you can hurt you somehow. Don't you draw the Queen of Diamonds, boy. She'll beat you if she's able. And you know the Queen of Hearts is always your best bet. Now it seems to me some fine things have been laid upon your table, but you only want the ones that you can't get. Desperado, oh, you ain't getting no younger. Your pain and your hunger are driving you home. Freedom, oh, freedom. Well, that's just some people talking. Your prison is walking through this world all alone. Don't you peek it cold in the wintertime? The sky won't snow and the sun won't shine. It's hard to tell the nighttime from the day. And you're losing all your highs and lows. Ain't it funny how the feeling goes away? Desperado, why don't you come to senses, come down from your fences. Oh. too late.
Singing every word on the radio, kinda like them songs could save our souls somehow, some way. We was falling fast, we was jumping in, blue jean halo hanging off a limb. Two American kids just like them, every time we'd play, and it blew us away.
Do you turn it up, do you sing along every time you hear that song, like we did then, like we did when? Do you close your eyes, does it make you laugh, do the memories take you back to six packs in a Chevy Cheyenne, way back when I was Jack and you were dying?
Yeah, and the music play. Yeah, we were never growing up or growing old, breaking up or letting go. Girl, just like rock and roll, where's it gone? But I hope like hell every now and again I blow across your mind like that summer wind, and you're holding on to 16 long as you can every time that it comes on.
Do you turn it up, do you sing along every time you hear that song, like we did then, like we did when? Do you close your eyes, does it make you laugh, do the memories take you back in a Chevy Cheyenne, way back when I was Jack and you were take it back.
Country Legends 24/7, 105.5 FM.
I can hear the neighbors, they're arguing again, and there hasn't been peace on our street since who knows when. I don't mean to listen in, but the shouting is so loud. I turn up the radio to drown it out. Silently I say a little prayer, but for the grace of God go I must have been born a lucky guy. Heaven only knows how I've been blessed with the gift of your love. And I look around and all I see
told that he's rich, but he seems so poor. Cause no one comes to call on him, and his phone, it never rings. He wanders through his empty home, surrounded by his things. And silently I say a little prayer, yes I do.
Only choice for real country music. Country Legends 24/7. 105.5 FM.
probably leave. Cause I know you, and you know me, and we both know where this is gonna lead. You want me to say that I want you to stay, so you should probably.
Country Legends 24/7. WIRI.